In the WIA Master Control Room at OC001, this is National and Q News Editor Graham VK4BB. A note to rebroadcasters before the audio team hit the big green news theme button. Please do not play the audio files directly to air from your backup areas, but download the files first and then play, broadcast or stream these files directly from your own site gear. Thanks in advance. I'm Graham, VK4BB.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News amateur radio news service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. The club is currently seeking expressions of interest from foundation amateurs or those who are yet to hold a licence but might want to jump straight into it for an upcoming standard licence training course in the Ipswich and West Moreton region. The course will be held at the Ipswich and District Radio Club with a tentative start date of Wednesday, May 20, with the course running over about five Wednesday nights, with a sixth night focused mainly on standard and advanced regulations. This is a good opportunity for foundation operators who are looking to take the next step in amateur radio and get access to more bands and power, as well as gain a deeper understanding of our hobby, the regulations and theory required. If you or anyone you know is interested, please contact our training officer Greg via email vk4gjw@gmail.com, or you can find out more by visiting our website, ipswichradioclub.org.au. Our club holds regular training courses throughout the year, and we are able to conduct testing on-site for all licence levels for theory, regulations and on-air practical assessment. We can also work with candidates who have special requirements, such as vision impairment or other accessibility needs, to help build a suitable pathway for training, assessment and on-air operating in line with ACMA requirements and the amateur radio syllabus. Training is free of charge and open to anyone. You do not have to be a member of the club to take part in our training assessment. Our passion is helping more people from all walks of life to get involved in amateur radio, gain their license, and, wherever possible, continue upgrading to expand their technical, operating, and communication skills. We do look forward to welcoming you at the Ipswich and District Radio Club Clubhouse. In other news, club member Robert VK4KHW has reminded me about two big horse endurance events which the Brisbane area Wison Group is providing safety communications for. The details are, the first event is being held at Kilkeven Showgrounds and Equestrian Centre, Saturday, May 16, 2026, and Sunday, May 17. The other big event is called the Tom Quilty Gold Cup, being run out of Stirling's Crossing Equestrian Complex at Imbel. The dates are July 4 and 5, 2026. This event also runs 24 hours, and Robert will be asking for volunteers for Imbel after the Kilkeven event. You can contact Robert in the meantime via email at rwilling65@gmail.com. This is a chance for operators to come out and test their gear in the field and also meet fellow amateurs. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4, Hotel India Tango.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the city of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
It's Sunday the 10th of May and only a week away from the last chance this year to use the AX prefix with your call. Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and here's our bit of Q News for the coming week. And starting with our meeting to be held tomorrow night on Monday the 11th of May. Last weekend in Albury, we made contact with ADSB Support, an organisation that is creating a network of receivers to map plane movements in a different way. They're also doing some work that is directly of interest to ham radio operators. We thought that was too good an opportunity to leave hanging, and they've agreed to be our special guests at the meeting tomorrow night. Their global tech support manager, Guy Martin, will be joining us from Denmark to explain how the network operates, what it does, and how maybe you could be involved as host of a receive point. Check the website for details. If you're not in town or simply out of town, then you can attend remotely via Zoom, and we'd love to have you. You don't need to be a member to join us, but if you do come to the Scout Hall in person, rest assured that we'll have tea, coffee and Tim Tams ready to greet you. Last week's VK Summit was definitely worth attending, and we made excellent contacts with WIA leadership and with many movers and shakers in the amateur radio community. Lots more offers for meeting topics, and we're going to bring you those over coming months. The summit was largely technical talks, vendor displays, and social discussions, perfect for discussing ideas and bringing projects to fruition. And we were treated to a ham radio cross with the International Space Station, demonstrating to the local scout groups just how useful and exciting our hobby can be. A couple of dates for the future. Could you lock in 7th of June, which is just a month away, when we'll be doing some much-needed fundraising at Bunnings Toowoomba North. If you can spare some time on the day, a couple of hours would do it, then could you let me know via the email address secretary@ddrci.org.au. And it's way into the future, but lock it in now. On the weekend of 7th and 8th of November, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania will be running Ham Econ. Now, this will be a similar but different event to QTech that you might have attended last year in Brisbane. It's in Hobart, so already it's different. You can link details from our website at ddrci.org.au, and even though it's a while off, maybe you want to book the travel this week while there are some specials on. This week's entry in the 52-week ham challenge, build the cheapest antenna you can and make a QSO with it. We're not sure what counts as cheap. You have to buy metal coat hangers these days, but an old 2-metre mobile base screwed into a tin can would be pretty and cheap, so pretty cheap. The website is at hamchallenge.org, and right now nobody has logged a toot against this challenge. And what's a toot? It's a post via Mastodon. And if you don't know about Mastodon, well, that's one of the challenges. Check the website. You'd be glad you did. So, reminders. Learn all about modern electronic plane spotting at our meeting tomorrow night. And if it's 20 to 10 on Sunday right now, then our Club 2-metre net follows at the top of the hour with details on our homepage at ddrci.org.au, where you'll also find details of tomorrow's meeting and everything else that's important. And if you've missed something, please drop me a line, secretary@ddrci.org.au. secretary@ddrci.org.au. We love a chat. Until next week, when things might be back to normal. No, they won't. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. 73s from all of us. I'll see you tomorrow night.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA. And the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.